Meisters, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Hatzrifin. Tzrifin is like teepees, like cone-shaped tents. Varburgonin. Burgonin is places, the Rav explains, they're almost like these little coops that are out in the fields where when they used to work the fields, they would store the fruits in these temporary little huts. Fel Katiyos, Peturin. El Katiyos are these sukkahs that were put up in the summer season, just for shade. The Targum of Kayitz is Kaita. So that's the word El Katiyos. That's the Shayrish, the Rav explains. So all these cases are Potter. They're Potter from Isis because it's not really a Kviyas. Sukkahs Ginoisar. Ginoisar is another word for the Kinneret because the fruits of the Ram Kinneret were very large and good fruits and beautiful fruits. And those that would work the fields, they would sit there in Sukkahs the whole time that it was fruit season. So they're there for a while. So the Mishnah says, Afal pi sheyesh bo rechayim v'tarnegolim, even though not only were they just there during the fruit season, but they had mills and they had chickens, so they really were setting up there. It sounded like much more of a permanent situation. Still, petura, it's still potter, because it's not really a kviyas totally, as we're going to soon see. Sukkas ayetrim, so pottery sukkah, so the way that was set up, potterers used to have one sukkah inside of another, and the Rav explains that they used to live on the inner one, and the outer one is where they kept all their pottery, and they used to work on the outer sukkah. So, hapnimis chayeves vachitzayin petura. So the outer sukkah, which wasn't watched as much, where he wasn't actually living in, it's not his keva, so there it's potter. And the pnimis is chai because that's where he's living. Rabbi Yisim Omer, kol she'ena diras hachama v'diras hakshom. If a place that you're living in is not going to be a place that you're going to living in both seasons, whether it's the winter, whether it's the summer or the winter, or the rainy season, petura, it's potter. You have to be there all year for it to be chayiv. Sukkas hachag b'chag. But what happens on the yontif of Sukkas when you have a sukkah? Rabbi Yehud, and you bring in food into that sukkah. Is it chayiv in maestris? Is that called a kviyas? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says it is. Why? Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitasoi, like we have a Masecha Sukkos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sukkah has to be a diras keva. It has to be a permanent structure. And the Rav says here that he would even be chayiv in mezuzah, which is interesting. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. As the chachamim patron, the chachamim pater it, and the halacha is like the chacham, the Rav explains. And therefore, if a person brings food into a sukkah on Sukkos, it's not keveya maestris. I guess you also see, I didn't really look into this, but you also see, unlike Shabbos, Shabbos is Kaveh Maestris. I guess we say that Yontif, at least Chol HaMoed, is not Kaveh Maestris.